I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Yet the disciples, except for Thomas and of course Judas, were locked in a room and full of fear. Jesus came into that room and said, "Peace be with you." He didn't come and ask them where they had been or why they were hidden in a room. There was no accusation, there was just love. Now, I must say, it's difficult to write a sermon today about resurrection and peace and the idea of being sent into the world when all around us people are being diagnosed and dying from COVID-19 and we're all being asked to stay at home. There's pain, fear, and there seems to be anything but peace all around us. The numbers seem to get higher each day, and we can only pray for the day that the numbers start a downward trend. Sometimes I feel like the disciples locked in a room of fear. Yet I know that that room of fear is in my head, and I need to realize in my heart that God has me. God has all of us in the palm of his hand, just as he had those disciples. Now, the disciples had good reason to be afraid. Jesus had been crucified. Would they be next? They'd been told by the women that Jesus had been resurrected. But what did that mean for them and for the world around them? It seemed nothing had changed. Rome was still in charge, and Jesus hadn't come to be the king of the land. Now, Thomas was absent from the locked room that day, and we aren't told where he was or what he was doing. Our bishop likes to think he was out doing the work of Jesus, but we don't know that for a fact. And he didn't readily believe the others when they told him that they had seen Jesus. He was skeptical. Now, we've heard about Thomas before. He seems to be the one out of all of them that will say what's on his mind, and he will ask the questions that the others might be afraid to ask. He'd been with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus had said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you, and you know where I am going." And Thomas was the one that said, "No, Jesus, we don't know where you're going, so how can we follow you?" Before that, when Mary and Martha had asked Jesus to come because Lazarus was ill, there were some of the disciples who were afraid to go back anywhere near Bethany because they were all in danger. Now, other of the disciples wanted to go because they thought that's where Jesus would come into his kingdom and he would establish himself as king. Thomas was the one that was ready to go with Jesus and die with him. Thomas urged the other disciples, "Let us go with Jesus. Let us go that we may die with him." It doesn't sound like Thomas doubted for a minute who Jesus was or what was going to happen. So when Thomas was told by the others that they had seen Jesus, he simply needed more. He did not quite trust their account of this incredulous story, and he wanted to see Jesus for himself. Who can blame him for that? Thomas was being the same as he had always been, honest with himself and honest with others. Yes, Thomas had doubts. Don't we all? Recognizing doubt is being honest, and it's the only way to delve deep enough into ourselves to realize what is our truth. Although Thomas may have doubted, he was still part of that group. He stayed with them. He kept showing back up. And we also need to keep showing up, even in a day like today when it's on a computer. We know that we are never promised life will be wonderful. After all, Jesus told us to pick up our cross and follow him. We might be asking now just where the risen Christ is amid all of this pandemic, which is causing widespread chaos, rampant unemployment, and a death toll that spikes each and every day. We might be feeling alone during this time of stay at home, when what we want is to hug everyone and have a meal with our friends and family. I know that's what I want. And I can feel like a dark place, and we might wonder just where God is. It helps me to remember that Jesus felt this way too. On the cross, remember he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, I don't believe for a moment that Jesus had lost his faith in God. Doubt is a part of our faith. When we doubt, we seek. We're looking for a way through, looking for that light to shine to give us hope. We're looking for a new reality. Our reading today from 1 Peter reminds us of our new birth into a living hope and into an inheritance that is imperishable, that we are being protected. We will, like the people to whom Thomas was speaking, suffer trials. Yet as Christians, we know that God is with us. Now, the gospel today didn't stop at the first "peace be with you." It goes on to say, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." When I stop and meditate, and when I pray deeply, I feel the Holy Spirit around me and in me. I know beyond any doubt that an experience of Jesus is working in me and around me. Thomas reminds me, I may not get to touch the wounds of Jesus, yet I know I am part of that body. We are all part of that body. We all have wounds and great joys. Just as Thomas, we can experience a deep connection with our risen Christ. When we open ourselves, Jesus comes to us. As the triune God comes to us, we are sent into the world. Our world may look a bit different right now, with the need to be physically distant, but this doesn't stop us from being an active part of the body of Christ. There are many ways we can participate in today's world. The number one way, we can pray. We can all pray, no matter where we are, and especially if we're feeling down. Prayer. And the cathedral website is full of options to stay connected, probably more than we've had in a long time. Let the challenges we face now encourage us. Pick up the telephone. Call somebody, whether you know them or not. Just call somebody. Drop a note to someone. Reach out through our computers to others in new and different ways. We don't need to be by ourselves. Remember today's psalm? I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not fall. My heart therefore be glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. And in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let Jesus show us the path of life. Jesus is alive through us and with us, and he will not leave us. With Jesus in our hearts, We can look to a better tomorrow. We can look forward to tomorrow. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.